please see the face of one child. Pray that his or her life will be better because of the work that you, Senator, do in this session. Pray. Good creator of all that is, good sustainer of life and liberty, we dedicate the work of this day and of this legislative session to your glory and to the good of the people of Minnesota. Make the members of this Senate into trustworthy instruments of your peace and your justice. We pray in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Members will be seated. Well, it's nice for me to see all of you here today, and I really am honored to be here. But not only am I honored, this actually is part of my role constitutionally as Lieutenant Governor, to open your first day of session before your president is elected. So I'm very happy to do that, and very happy to see a lot of you here, and look forward to a very progress-filled session. And with that, I will appoint Senator Sandra L. Pappas as Clerk Pro Tem, and she will call the roll by legislative district in numerical order. When your district is called, please come forward and present your election certificate to Judge Schumacher at the front desk.
First District, Leroy A. Stump. Second District, Rod Skoy. Third District, Tom Saxhog. Fourth District, Mary Olson. Fifth District, David J. Tomasoni. Sixth District, Thomas M. Bach. Seventh District, Yvonne Pretner Solon. Eighth District, Tony Laurie. Ninth District, Keith Langseth. 10th District, Dan Scogan. 11th District, Bill Ingebrigtsen. 12th District, Paul E. Coring. 13th District, Joseph R. Gimsey. 14th District, Michelle L. Fishbach. 15th District, Terrell L. Clark. 16th District, Betsy L. Wergen. 17th District, Rick Olsen. 18th District, Steve Dill. 19th District, Amy T. Koch. 20th District, Gary W. Kubley. 21st District, Dennis R. Fredrickson. 22nd District, Jim Vickerman. 23rd District, Kathy Sharon. 24th District, Julie A. Rosen. 25th District, Thomas M. Neville. 26th District, Dick Day. 27th District, Dan Sparks. 28th District, Steve Murphy. 29th District, David H. Senjum. 30th District, Ann Lynch. 31st District, Sharon Erickson Ropes. 32nd District, Warren Limmer. 33rd District, Jen Olson. 34th District, Julianne E. Ortman. 35th District, Claire A. Roebling. 36th District, Pat Pariseau. 37th District, Chris Gerlach. 38th District, Jim Carlson. 39th District, James P. Metzen. 40th District, John Dahl. 41st District, Jeff Michelle. 42nd District, David Han. 43rd District, Terry Bonoff. 44th District, Ron Latz. 45th District, Ann H. Rest. 46th District, Linda Scheid. 47th District, Leo T. Foley. 48th District, Michael J. Youngbauer. 49th District, Debbie J. Johnson. 50th District, Satvir Chaudhry. 51st District, Don Betzelt. 52nd District, Ray Vandeveer. 53rd District, Sandy Rummel. 54th District, John Marty. 55th District, Charles W. Wieger. 56th District, Kathy Saltzman. 57th District, Katie Sieben. 58th District, Linda Higgins. 59th District, Lawrence J. Pogemiller. 60th District, D. Scott Dibble. 61st District, Linda Berglund. 62nd District, Patricia Torres Ray. 63rd District, Daniel G. Larson. 64th District, Richard J. Cohen. 65th District, Sandra L. Pappas. 66th District, Ellen R. Anderson. 67th District, Mi Moi.
6th District, Mi Moi. Thank you. A quorum is present. You will now subscribe to the oath of office as administered by the Honorable Robert H. Schumacher.
I ask that you stand and raise your right hand. You each do solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and to discharge faithfully your duties as senator to the best of your judgment and ability, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you, and congratulations to all of you. The next order... The next order of business is the election of the President of the Senate. Are there any nominations? Senator Berglund.
I would like to place in nomination the name of Senator James P. Metzen for President. Senator Metzen is familiar to some of us in this role because he has served as the President of our Senate during our last legislative session. He served us ably and well, has been a fair, impartial person in presiding over the Senate, and I believe that if we elect him again, he will do another very good job for us.
Senator Metzen has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? Nominations, therefore, are closed, and the clerk pro tem will call the roll in alphabetical order.
Anderson.
Metzen.
Bach. Metzen. Berglund.
Metzen.
Betzel.
Metzen.
Bonoff.
Metzen.
Carlson.
Metzen.
Chaudhry.
Metzen.
Clark.
Metzen.
Cohen.
Metzen.
Day.
Metzen.
Dibble. Dill,
Metzen.
Dahl,
Metzen.
Erickson Ropes, Fishbach,
Metzen.
Foley,
Metzen.
Fredrickson,
Metzen.
Gerlach,
Metzen.
Gimsey,
Metzen.
Han,
Metzen.
Higgins,
Metzen.
Ingebrigtsen,
Metzen.
Johnson,
Metzen.
Youngbauer,
Metzen.
Koch,
Metzen.
Koring,
Metzen.
Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Lynch, Marty, Metzen. Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olsen G, Olsen M, Ortman, Pappas votes Metzen, Pariseau, Hogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Salzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stump, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, Uyghur, Vandeveer. Abstain. Okay.
Receiving 65 votes of the Senate, Senator Metzen has been elected president. Senator Metzen's coming forward, and he will take the oath as administered by the Honorable Robert H. Schumacher.
Right hand. Okay. Do you solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and to discharge faithfully your duties of your office as presiding officer of the Senate, to the best of your judgment and ability, so help you God?
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's great an honor and privilege to be nominated by my colleagues and elected, I guess, not only nominated, elected, but I've always viewed this position as a nonpartisan position, and that's the way we're going to continue on. And again, I thank you all for your support and vote of confidence, and again, we're going to run this in a fair and impartial manner, and thank you very much. The next order of business is the election of officers. Senator Pogemiller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I nominate Patrick E. Flavin for Secretary of the Senate.
Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Nominations are closed. Secretary.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, Mr. Flavin has served the Senate as Secretary for over 30 years. During his time with the Senate, Pat has gained a national reputation for expertise in parliamentary procedures. He's chaired many national commissions and committees and international programs related to exchange of parliamentary activities. Pat's institutional and procedural knowledge is invaluable to each and every one of us as members of the Senate. We're fortunate to have someone with such knowledge and respect working with the Minnesota Senate.
Roll call. There will be a roll call.
Anderson. Bach. Berglund. Betzelt. Bonoff. Carlson. Chaudhry. Clark. Cohen. Day. Dibble. Dill. Dahl. Erickson Ropes. Fishbach. Foley. Fredrickson. Gerlach. Gimsey. Han. Higgins. Ingebrigtsen. Johnson. Jungbauer. Koch. Coring. Kubli. Langseth. Larson. Latz. Limmer. Lorry. Lynch. Marty. Metzen.
Flavin.
Michelle. Moi. Murphy. Neville. Olsen. Olsen G. Olsen M. Ortman. Pappas votes Flavin. Pariseau. Pogamiller. Pretner Solon. Rest. Roebling. Rosen. Rummel. Saltzman. Saxhog. Scheid. Senjum. Sharon. Sieben. Skoy. Skogan. Sparks. Stump. Tomasoni. Torres Ray. Vandeveer. Vickerman. Wergen. Weger.
67. There being 67 ayes and zero nays, Secretary-elect will proceed to the bar. Judge Schumacher.
You solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and to discharge faithfully your duties as Secretary of the Minnesota Senate to the best of your judgment and ability, so help you God. Congratulations.
Continuing on elections of officers, Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move that the election of the other elected offices be made on a one roll call unless there be more than one nominee for any office.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Langseth.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to place a nomination, the name of Patrice Dvorak for First Assistant Secretary. As many of you here know, Patrice has been here longer than any of us. It has nothing to do with her age, but she has been quite an institution at the front desk for many, many years, is very pleasant to work with, so it gives me a great deal of pleasure to place her name in nomination.
Senator Vickerman.
Nominate Colleen Pacheco for second. Members and new members will come to know her quite well because as a freshman, I got to know her, and you have to learn the process, and she can help walk you through the bills. So she's a very key person, and I'm very proud to nominate her.
Senator Stumpf.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to nominate Melissa Mapes for Engrossing Secretary. Now, many of us remember Catherine Morrison as the Engrossing Secretary for many, many years. Melissa Mapes has worked with Catherine Morrison as the assistant and has worked in that office for quite some period of time. And most of us, I believe, have had amendments drafted by Ms. Mapes, and she has done an excellent job. But this is her first election to that Engrossing Secretary's position, and I wholeheartedly endorse her as the next Engrossing Secretary.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to nominate Sven Lindquist for Sergeant at Arms. Sven Lindquist has served for over 20 years as our Sergeant at Arms. He's been, as we all know, a very loyal and dedicated public servant to the Senate and has done an impeccable job always of keeping us secure, orderly, and organized. And I'm very proud to nominate him as for Sergeant at Arms.
Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I'm honored to nominate Marilyn Logan Hall for Assistant Sergeant at Arms. Ms. Logan Hall has served the Senate very well for many years. I think she's always been professional. She's always been helpful, always been friendly. I urge your support.
Senator Pogemiller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I nominate Reverend Kevin McDonough for Chaplain. The Reverend has served the community for over 25 years. He currently serves as the Vicar General and moderator of the Curia for the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis. In addition to that role, he also serves as pastor at the Church of St. Peter Claver in St. Paul, sits on numerous boards, and speaks frequently on behalf of school of the church and children. Reverend McDonough is an inspirational leader in the community, and it's my honor to nominate Reverend Kevin McDonough for our chaplain.
Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll in alphabetical order.
When I call your name, please answer nominees, if that is your choice. Senator Anderson, Senator Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson Ropes, Fishbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Parasol, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Goy, Scogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger.
The nominees received 66 votes of the Minnesota Senate. Please come forward to the bar and take the oath. Judge Schumacher will again preside.
If you'd each raise your right hand. Do you each solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and to discharge faithfully your duties as officers of the Senate of Minnesota to the best of your judgment and ability, so help you God. Congratulations to all of you.
Congratulations. The next order of business this afternoon will be motions and resolutions. There are a number of motions to be made, so kind of fasten your seat belts and be here to vote on the motions. Secretary will read the first resolution.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 1, a Senate resolution naming a majority leader and minority leader.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'll just wait a second for the resolutions to be passed out. I think they're on their way. And members, these are pretty much boilerplate resolutions that the Rules Committee has informally looked at this morning.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, we have to wait for the Finance Committee roll to get theirs here. That's one of the things members may want to notice about the seating on the Senate floor. Mr. President, this first resolution is naming the majority leader and minority leader, and I move adoption of the resolution.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted.
And Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 2 relating to rules adopting temporary rules for the 85th session of the legislature.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the resolution.
On the motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
And Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to the adoption of temporary joint rules.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the resolution.
On the motion, all those in any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 3, a Senate resolution relating to standing committees.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, this lists the standing committees. The finance divisions are not listed in the resolution, but they do exist. So I move adoption of the resolution.
Discussion. We're going to hold this motion up. Apparently, we should have taken a roll call on the joint rules.
Can we do that on the board, or do we have it? Okay, it was already discussed, right?
Secretary, any questions, any discussion? Secretary will take the roll.
Temporary rules.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll. Everyone, 65 ayes, 0 nays. The resolution is adopted. Senator Pogermiller, I believe we're back to Resolution 3. Is that?
This is with regards to the standing committees.
And that's correct.
Move adoption of the resolution.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails.
Senators Pogermiller and Senator introduce Senate Resolution Number 4 relating to the schedule of standing committees.
Senator Pogermiller, on the resolution.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the resolution.
Discussion on the resolution. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted.
I'm going to erase this because we got
it.
Oh, okay. You want to explain it? Secretary Flavin.
We're going to take another roll call on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1 on temporary joint rules. So if you'll vote again, please.
Any discussion on the temporary rules that we're retaking the motion? All those taking the roll.
Push
your buttons. Got to get the rhythm, the flow. All senators, have you voted? Desire to vote? Secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes, 0 nays, the resolution is adopted.
We are back to where we were a minute ago on Senate Resolution Number 4, a Senate resolution relating to the schedule of standing committees, and that's a voice vote.
Senator Pogermiller.
I move adoption of the resolution.
Senator, on the motion, discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Next one. We're We're on Senate Resolution Number 5.
Senators Pogermiller and Senger introduce Senate Resolution Number 5, a Senate resolution relating to postage.
Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the resolution, and members, this spends money, so we need to take a roll call.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Being 66 ayes and 0 nays, the resolution is adopted.
And now Senators Pogermiller and Senger introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to parking space on the Capitol grounds, Capitol Approach, and Aurora Avenue for members of the legislature and staff.
Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the resolution.
Any discussion? So seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on the motion.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Okay, I will.
Being all senators having voted, desire to close or vote. The Secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes and 0 nays, the resolution is adopted. Next resolution under discussion will be Resolution Number 6.
Senators Pogermiller and Senger introduce Senate Resolution 6, a Senate resolution relating to the attendance of members of standing committees at meetings and seminars providing for the payment of expenses.
Secretary, Senator, Ms. Pariseau. Secretary will.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogermiller.
I move adoption of the resolution.
On the motion.
Mr.
Senator
President.
Pariseau.
Mr. President, if I may be permitted a question to Senator Pogermiller and Senator Senjum jointly. I note that there is one very popular group that's a national bipartisan group that conducts equally valuable conferences for legislators and staff, but it's not mentioned here. You have changed the language a little bit on the resolution, I'll admit that, where it says including but not limited to, and then naming two organizations that are also very excellent. I want to know then whether the organization known as ALEC, A-L-E-C, will be included in reimbursement, since the people who go to those pay dues from their own pocket to the organization, as well as are assigned to committees and task forces within that organization, ALEC, by their interests and their committee assignments. Typically, they follow their favorite committee group of issues through those organizations. And I would like to know what Senator Pogermiller has in mind for that organization with this resolution.
Senator Pogermiller.
Senator Pariseau have given it absolutely no thought. We'll withdraw this today and deal with this another time.
Mr. President,
Senator Pariseau.
Senator Pogermiller, if I may permit a second question, could we just include the name of the organization in this resolution today as an amendment, since we're all here today and on the board?
Mr.
Senator Pogermiller.
I'd rather have the Rules Committee deal with that, so
I
withdraw the motion.
Yeah, the motion has been withdrawn. I think it's better to work it out, Senator Pariseau, and do it later. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to be a participant in that discussion with the President, with the Majority Leader's permission, because there's another organization that's also very popular that, on a bipartisan basis, that legislators attend as well, the Center for Policy Alternatives.
Okay. That resolution has been withdrawn, so we go to resolution number 7. Resolution number 6. So I think it's 7, isn't it?
Mr. President?
Senator Porter-Miller.
Let's re-refer resolution number 6 to the Rules Committee.
Okay. I don't understand. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The resolution bill will be re-referred to the Rules Committee. Now we're on resolution number 7. Secretary will report the resolution.
Senators Pogamiller and Senator introduce Senate Resolution Number 7, a Senate resolution relating to the expenses of interns and law clerks.
Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I would move adoption of the resolution and want to note to members that on line 1.6 and line 1.13, the $50 has been struck and $75 has been incorporated.
Further discussion on resolution number 6. Seeing none, the secretary. 7. Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes, 0 nays, the resolution is adopted. Next resolution under discussion, resolution number 8.
Senators Pogamiller and Senator introduce Senate resolution number 8, a Senate resolution naming a president pro tem.
Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the resolution and am honored to suggest to the Senate that Senator Frederickson, Dennis Frederickson, should be our president pro tem.
Discussion on that, Senator Sanjum.
Mr. President, let me offer this word of thanks to Senator Pogamiller and his organizing team on behalf of our caucus. I think this is an example of Senator Pogamiller reaching out, and I think that's a very, very positive kind of action at this time in our session. And Senator Frederickson, as we all know, has had a long, distinguished career in this body, and he will serve in this position well. But again, I especially want to thank Senator Pogamiller for his actions here today.
All right. A lot of discussion on this one.
No.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President.
Senator.
Mr. President, thank you to all of you for allowing me to have the privilege of being president pro tem. It's very humbling, and I appreciate it very much. And Senator Metzen, and to the members, when Senator Metzen asked me to assist in the duties of the president, I will pledge to you that I will do it with fairness and impartiality, upholding the rules of the Senate, and also upholding the traditions of the Minnesota Senate. Thank you very much.
I, too, would like to personally extend my congratulations. Senator Pogamiller and I, we didn't have to talk too long about this one. Senator Frederickson, we were both in agreement early on, and I think it's a good way to reach out and get along, and you're going to do a wonderful job when you're filling in. Next resolution under discussion will be resolution number 9.
Senators Pogamiller and Sanjum introduce Senate Resolution 9 relating to appointment of a committee to notify the governor the Senate is organized.
Senator Pogamiller, before you make that motion, I will announce that. Okay, yeah, I guess you can make it now.
I move the adoption of the resolution.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. I'm appointing Senator Mary Olson, Senator Wergen, Senator Dill, Senator Sharon, Senator Lynch, Senator Carlson, and Senator Senator Rosen and Senator Ortman to tell the go to the back room. You can go to the back door right now and report to the governor's office and tell them that we're organized. After session. I guess we got just a couple minutes to go, then you could go to. And the next one, yeah. Excuse me, we've got a couple more resolutions that I didn't see on the bottom. Continuing on motions and resolutions, we're at resolution number 10.
Senators Pogemiller and Senge introduce Senate Resolution 10. To notify the House of Representatives that the Senate is organized.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the resolution.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next.
Mr. President, are you going to announce who those people are?
No. That's a message.
Senator Pogemiller, that's just a message. Still on motions, we've got resolution number. Excuse me.
Number 10.
I thought we did. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Okay. Next motion is Senate concurrent resolution number 3.
Senators Pogemiller and Sandrum introduce Senate concurrent resolution number 3, a Senate concurrent resolution relating to adjournment for more than 3 days.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the resolution, and this is for the purpose. The House has a training session tomorrow for their committee chairs, and so they are not going to meet tomorrow like we are. So they need us to agree with them to allow them not to meet till Monday.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Resolution is adopted.
And Senators Pogemiller and Senjum. Senate concurrent resolution number 4 relating to adjournment of the Senate and House on January 11.
On the motion, Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, this is the Martin Luther King weekend that we need a concurrent resolution to allow us to exempt the 3-day limit.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The folks that were named can go.
Mr. President, I'd like to yield to Senator Senjum.
Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Senator Pogemiller. Mr. President, members, I just wanted to stand before you today and say a couple of things. This is obviously a special day. We're here with our family, with our friends. And we're looking at a new day. We're looking at a day that will hopefully carry us forward through this session and onto good results. We've come off a long campaign season, and we all know that. In many cases, a difficult season for many of us. There were members here, but 7 months ago that aren't here anymore, and we'll certainly miss those. But at the same time, there are new members. And we look forward to welcoming them into the Senate and joining in friendship and in good policy in terms of moving the state forward. I think the message of the election was clear, at least it was where I live. You know, you go to St. Paul, you get your work done, you come home and do it well and do it with some style. And I hope, Mr. President, as we move forward this session, that we do just that, we do it in style, and that we do it in a fashion that's consistent with this room and all that it stands for. And it stands for a lot of good things, as we all know. The history of this state, in many ways, is embodied in this room. So on behalf of the minority, let me just say, we will have our differences. We will have our debates. We will have our clashes. There's no question about that. That's why they built the building. But at the same time, Mr. President, I hope that on every occasion where that occurs, that we leave this room knowing that we are all senators, and we leave it in friendship and in style and ready to come back the next day and certainly, again, debate the issues on behalf of the citizens that we represent. So let me say this, Mr. President. I offer certainly my hand of not only friendship but cooperation to Senator Pogamiller. And I would say that for all of those that don't know what's happened over the last month, there has been a lot of good back and forth. And I would offer that Senator Pogamiller has been generous in many ways to our caucus in terms of moving us forward, to giving us a little bit of an allowance here and there where, in fact, we needed some help. And for that, I thank him very much. And look forward over the next 5 months to working with this session and with certainly the majority caucus in terms of moving, again, this state forward, in terms of having a good session, and as I often say kiddingly, but not without hope, that we finish maybe even a little bit early. So again, Senator Pogamiller, thank you so much, and we will look forward to an excellent session.
Senator Pogamiller.
Thank you very much, Senator Senjum. I wholeheartedly agree with your comments. I wanted to make a couple of introductions, Mr. President, and I wanted to first thank the families and friends of the members for being here today. And we all know that they all deserve an applause for putting up with our choice in employment. Then, Mr. President, I wanted to introduce a couple of former senators by seniority, no, by reverse seniority. I'd like to introduce Senator Marco. Senator Laurie. And as Senator Bedsole pointed out, that is B. Laurie. And then finally, I want to introduce a special guest that I invited today, a former senator of this chamber who sat in Senator Solon's seat, Wendell R. Anderson. Mr. President and members, let me direct you to the quote by Daniel Webster that surrounds the chamber. Let us develop the resources of our land, call forth its powers, build up its institutions, promote all its great interests, and see whether we also, in our day and generation, may not perform something worthy to be remembered. Senator Senjum and I encourage you all to talk among yourselves, to enjoy the honor that you've been given by the citizens, and to simply do good work. Congratulations to you all, and let's have some fun while we do some good work.
Senator Pogamiller.
Any further business, Mr. President?
No, just to adjourn.
Mr. President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until 11 a.m. on Thursday, January 4th, 2007.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.